for a moment, Simen Pei Zayin de Tur. Isa Bosa Becholov, Ksiv, Vesivashel Diba Chalevimei, Vinema Gimul Pormi, Beteiro, Echod Nisa Bishul, Echod Nisa Rachile, Ve Echod Nisa Ranoi. So that's a Gemore, in Kolaboso, Daf Kufte Svom. The Gemore mentions a number of Yalfuses, but this is the Yalfuse that the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs mentions, the Torah mentions, all the Rishonim mention. That because the Torah mentions the love of Lisvashel Di B'chalei Vimei three times, in Mishpoti, in Kisiso, and Rei, so the three times imply a threefold Isa. An Isa of Bishul Basa B'chalov, an Isa of Achil Basa B'chalov, and an Isa of Noyel Basa B'chalov. But the Iser of Achille and Anoye Midraise is based upon the Bishul. In other words, Midraise, it's not Oser to eat, let's say, a sandwich of meat and cheese. But only Midraise, it's Oser, if meat and cheese were cooked together, then it's Oser Bachel. So, Echod is a Bishul, Echod is a Achille, Echod is a Anoye. The Heitzi is a Achille, Bilosh and Bishul, Leimar, שאינו עושה מנתאיר אלו דרך בישל. אבל דרבונו נעושה בכל עניין. וגדי לאו דווקא, לא עדין המשאיר סבייס, ולא ישנה בחלבים, ולא ישנה בכל ואחרס, אלא שדיבר הכוס ובהם. ונהיג אלו בתאירו, כי אם בוסו בהמות תאירו, בכל אוף תאירו. אבל בוסו תאירו, בכל אוף בהמות מאיר, או יבוסו את מאיר, בכל אוף תאירו. So, upsachayo vei, afilu bicholo, teheiro, enam drabonon umuta bibishul anoy. Now, this is the Gemara says, Gemara learns it out from Psukim that boso, meyo, bicholo, viznatos. Boso, behi, boso, boso, meyo, bicholo, viznatos. Or, let's say, boso teheiro, but the cholo viz behemot meyo, is not osarid. Is not osarid. Now, so on that point, all the Tanoim agree. There is no machlekes. All the Tanoim agree that there is no isa of bosa becholov. There is no isa of bosa becholov when it's bosa behemot meyo with cholov or cholov meyo with bosa. But there is a machlekes Tanoim in regard to another question. How about psachayo becholov? How about psarev becholov? How about psarim b'cholov? So Rabbi Akiva says that midraise the isa of bosa b'cholov applies only to psar behema b'cholov, but it doesn't apply to psarim b'cholov, nor does it apply to psar chayo b'cholov. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. But midrabono Rabbi Akiva says psar behema b'cholov, psar chayo b'cholov is oser, and psarim b'cholov is oser. Rabbi Yisak Lili is not as far as the Anidraisa level, he is not as makil as Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Yisak Lili holds that Psachayo Becholov is also Anidraisa. But in regard to Psarei Becholov, he is more makil than Rabbi Akiva, because whereas Rabbi Akiva holds that Midraisa Psachayo Becholov and Psarei Becholov is Muter, but Midrabonim both are Osea, Rabbi Yisak Lili holds that psachayo becholov is also midraise, but psarim becholov he holds is mutarim midrabon. So v'mkeimish Rabbi Yisak Lili, so who yoechlin psarim becholov if midrabon it's mutar, there is no isa. All right, then there is Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison says that there is a chiyuv malkes for psachayo becholov and for psarei becholov. Rabbi Yenison. There are some rishonim who say that the chachomim of Rabbi Akiva also agree with Rabbi Yenison. Rabbi Yenison is spelled out, that's the whole sugya of Kuftes Vov, Kuftes Zayin, in Chum. Rabbi Yenison spells it out that there is a chiyuv malkes for psachayo becholov and for psarei becholov. But, and Rabbi Akiva says, there is no isa deraisa by psachayo becholov and by psarei becholov. What about the chachomim? So it's not mentioned. But the Asam Rishonim will say, since the Gemara spells out that Rabbi Akiva is the one who says there is no Issa Bosa Becholov with the Raisa by Psachaya Becholov and Psarei Becholov. That means that the Chachomim Achirik. That means that the Chachomim agree with Rabbi Yenis. But the Assam Rishen who said it's only Rabbi Yenis who says that the Issa Bosa Becholov with the Raisa applies to Psachaya Becholov and to Psarei Becholov. But the Chachomim, they don't commit themselves. All right. So Teisves, all the Rishonim except Teisves, Daf Kuf Dalet. Yeah, Daf Kuf Dalet on the base, the bottom Teisves, Oifu Dvino Ei, Bosa Ubrino Loi. So all Teisves passes, like Rabbi Yenis, that Psarei Becholov, not only Psachayo Becholov, but even Psarei Becholov is also the Raisa. But all the other Rishonim passed that both Psachayo Becholov is only Osam the Rabbanon and Psarei Becholov is Osea only the Rabbanon. And the Rambam also, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Perek Tes, that's the Perek where he discusses the Dino Becholov, passed that Psachayo Becholov is only Osam the Rabbanon. There is a Rambam to the contrary in Hilchos Mamre when he discusses examples of machlekes between the Zok Mamre and the Bez Nagodol. When is the Zok Mamre mechuyev mise, when is the Zok Mamre not mechuyev mise. So from that, Loshna Rambam it's mashma, that only Psarei Becholov is muta medraise, but Psachayu Becholov is medraise, but that's a difficult Loshna Rambam. And many explain that Loshna Rambam so that it shouldn't conflict with the Psako Rambam in Macholes Asuras Perektes, that there is no Yisad Raise being by Psarei Becholov, being by Psachai Becholov. Anyway, except for Tesis, all the Rishonim passed that there is no Issa deraisa of Bosa Becholov by Psarei Becholov and by Chai Becholov. All right. So Ugdi Lav Davke Do Adina Mesher Sevei Tzlish Dem Chalavim El Shochol Acheres Dem Akos Veim Veinei Gal Beteiro Kim Bos Psar Veim Teiro Becholov Teiro Ad Bosa Teiro Becholov Veim Ad Neiro Oi Bosa Pneiro Becholov Teiro Psachai Oveiv Afilu Becholov Teiro Eino Elo Midrabonon Umuta Bibishol Vanoi. Now, here there is some question. What does the two mean? When the two says, "Eini yalom midrabono umuta bebishulanoi," so some assume that it is reference to psal bosoteiro bicholov beimot meyos. So midrabono nitzosa. What does it mean, midrabono nitzosa? Bachilu nitzosa gani way midraise mitzadiyisa of tam kiikia. Of Beimot Meir, or of Cholov Ptome. So, but it means Midrabono Nitzoser Bibishol Nitzoser Banoi, is some say. That, so some assume that when the Torah says, Upsachayo Veif, Afilu Becholov Teiro, Einom Drabono Bot Bishol Anoye, so the Eine Midrabonon, the Eine Yellow Midrabonon, so it is Muter. So Upsachayo Veiv, Afilu Becholov Teiro, Eine Elo Midrabonon, Umuta Bishol Anoye, so with Bishol Anoye, it's not Osea. So what does it mean, Eine Elo Midrabonon? Some say that he has referenced all the items mentioned, not only the last item, Psachayo Veiv, even Psateiro Becholov Beimot Meyo, or Bosa Beimot Teiro Becholov Teiro. So it's also Osa Midrabonon. Now, what does it mean, Osa Midrabonon? It's Osa Midraise. So, but in addition to the Issa Raisa of Beimot Meyo or Cholov Tomei, so there is an Issa Rabbonon of Achille, but not of Bishol Anoy. Not of Bishol Anoy. Now, what's the purpose? Why should the Chachomim be Misake and Issa Rabbonon of Achille when it's also anyway with Raisa, so they are wasting the time? The answer is that certain Afkiminis. Because, let's say, according to Rabbi Ephraim says that Aloche of Tichanasis Nevele doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim. But by Bosa Becholov, it certainly applies. That's the essence of Bosa Becholov. So Nevele, here the Chachomim were misaking that where Bosa Meyo was cooked together with Cholov Teiro, or vice versa, or Cholov Tomei was cooked with Bosa Teiro, so anyway, it's also Bachile anyway, Misavi Yisar of Tomei. But it's also affected with the Issa Rabbonon of Bosa Becholov. So, Mimele, if they will say Chtichanas is Nevele, or Ligamich Ticholil is Chavi. So, they say that the Pashtis Haloshin of the two, Upsachai, אבל בסתהירו בכל באמת מאיר ובסתהירו בכל תהירו ובסחיו ואיפה אפילו בכל תהירו אינם דרבונן ומוטה בבישול והנויה. So the mitzvah, so the einim drabonon has referenced all the items mentioned. Not only the psachayovim, but other nesikim say no. Why should the chachomim be misaki that it's also ba'achila? And since the Torah spells out the muta be'bishul vanoi, so regabi achila it's also anyway mitzatam kiyikia or beimet meyo or cholof meyo. So when the Torah says, when you say when the Torah says einim drabonon, it has referenced the psachayovim. So then, Chachomim had to answer it. But Psar Behemot Meyo Bechol of Teo. So there is no need in answering. Even though there could be in Afkemine, Ligabei, Chticho Uil Ischabeit, and Ligabei, Chticho Nasnoim. All right. Ubeitim Hanimtsoim Beifeis Mutorim Lochlom Bechol. Bamedvar Mamurim Sheim Gmureis. Abul Minum Gmureis Have Kipsaro Eif Atzme. Now this is based upon a Gemara in Beitze, Rav Zayin. Now the Gemara in Beitze, Rav Zayin says, fifth big line, that's I on base. Gufe, Hashir the Sanigiles, who mots of Babates in Mureis, Mutores, Loch on the Holof, Rebiata Vemer, Imhoyu Mureis, Begidi Nasuris. So, suppose someone shechts the Tanigiles, and then he finds eggs inside the Tanigiles. Can you eat these eggs together with milk? In other words, do we consider these beitzim that were found inside the tanigeles, like pasosan, really you can't eat it with milk, or it does not have a din of pasosan. So the tanikame says, hashir the tanigeles umotzobo beitzim gmureis, mutoris loch lemechol, if it's gmureis, if it's finished, if it's complete. Reb Yaakov Eimer, if they are attached to the tanigeles, by means of gidin of veins, then they are sois. But if they are not mureis, they're not sois. Now there is a machlekes reshenim. Who is mekil and who is machm? Most reshenim say that the chachomim, the tanekame is the mekil, and the tanekame and Rabbi Yaakov is the machm. So in other words, Hashechet is Tanigiles or Tanikame is the maker. He says, Hashechet is Tanigiles or Motzo Babetzim Gmureis, Mutoris Lochlom Becholov. So as long as the eggs are complete, so then it's Muta Lochlom Becholov, even though they are attached to the Tanigiles by means of Gidim. So he's Mekir, so Rabbi Yaakov is Machmir, no. And he says, Imoyom Gmureis Begidin Asureis, even though they are Gmureis. So in other words, so most Rishonim say that the Tanakame the Chachomim are Meikil, and Rabbi Yaakov is a mach. The Rashbam, the Mordechai in Perek Aleph of Beitze, mentions in the name of the Rashbam, he says the reverse, that it means Hashechet is Tanigeles u'motzo bo Beitzim Gmureis mutoris lochlom b'cholov. So that means the Tanakame is the Machmir. And the Rashbam explains that if it is a Tanigeles, what does it mean, Mureis? Mureis, according to the Rashbam, means a full egg. Now, if it looks the way an egg that is sold in the store looks, in other words, it not only has the yolk, the chalmei, it even has the white, it has the chalmei. And not only does it have the chalmein and the yolk and the white, it even has the shell. And what kind of a shell? A clip of kosher, a hard shell. That's what the Tanakama says. It's only muter if it's beitzim gmureis, completely complete. In other words, it has the chalmein, the chalmein, and the clip of kosher. So then it's muter. Then Rabbi Yaakov says, even if he does not have a clipa kosher egg, sometimes you open up a chicken so you find a complete egg with a hard shell, but sometimes you find it has the chelmein, and it even has a very soft shell, very very soft shell, but not a hard shell. So even if it does not have a klipa kosher, it just has a very soft shell, and as long as it's not attached to the taligeles, it's muta. Mashenkin, if it's still attached, so then it's awesome. So Rabbi Yaakov is the maker, because according to Tanikame, only if it's a beitzim gemurah, it has a hard shell. Of course, if it has a hard shell, it couldn't be attached with gidim. I mean, it's impossible. So that's the Rashbam Shita. But all the other Rishonim, they say that the Chachomim of Rabbi Yaakov are the mekilim, and Rabbi Yaakov is the machmir. But there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rosh on one hand, and the Rashbam on the other hand. What's the meaning with gemurahs? What's the meaning of gemurahs? Of Gmuris. So Rashi and the Rosh say that Gmuris means that just the yoke is complete. The yoke, even though it has no white, no chelbein, it has just a chelbein, a yoke, no chelbein, no white, so it does not have enough bosor, and you can eat it with milk. Sometimes you open up a chicken, you just find the yolk, a small egg. Just the yolk. So the Tanakhama says that this yolk can be eaten with milk. It does not have any other person. Unless the yolk itself is incomplete. Then even Tanakhama is made it, that it's osa. But if the yolk is complete, even though it has no white whatsoever, so it does not have any other person, you can eat it with milk. So then, and then Rabbi Yaakov says, so he is the maker. So Rabbi Yaakov says, no, he's mach. This is the pshat of Rashi and Rosh. The Rashbo says that Beitzim Gmuris, he explains like Rashi, except on one point, he differs from Rashi. Gmuris, according to Rashbo, means not just yolk, but yolk and white. Chalmein and chalmein. But shell is not necessary. Not only a hard shell is not necessary. Even a soft shell is not necessary. As long as it has both the yolk and the white, even though it's miureis, so it's meikir. Even though it's miureis, so it's muta. So Rabbi Yaakov is machmir, even though it has the yolk and the white, but it's still miureis, it's osa. But if it's not miure, so even according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's muta, even though there is no shell. Not even a soft shell. All right. Now then, how do we pasken? Do we pasken like the Tanekame, the Chachomim or Rabbi Yaakov? So most Rishonim pasken like Tanekame. But the Halachas Deiles paskens like Rabbi Yaakov. How does the Rif pasken? So there is some question whether the Rif paskens like the Chachomim, the Tanekame, or like Rabbi Yaakov. All right, now, let's see the two. Ubeitzim hanimtsoyim beifes mutorim lochom micholom. In other words, that's like the Tanakam. Abel mene gmureis, habe kipsari yifatzmi. Vizehu gmuro, kosaf harashbo, kol sheyesh lo chelbein vechelbein, abo pish yimura begidi, harei ze gmuro. Eilo elo chelbein, adayin boso. Virashe pireish, kishe nigmar chelbein, vadayin adumo, umuro, kmu yashol shol beitzim, hamechuba beeshken, shok. ויירה מדבורו שמטיר, from Rashi's Loshen, it's mashma, שמטיר אפילו אין לו עדיין חלבין, even though it has no white, just the yolk. דוגים וחגובים מותורים לאוכלום בחול. כוסף הרמבה, המבשל בחמיטבריה ומיושון smoked ודם שבישלי בחולוב פוטר, ואין ליקין על החלוסי משום בוסה בחולוב. So in other words, if someone is mevashel b'chamit varye, so the Rambam paskens that it's osir, but there is no chiyuv malkes. Because in order that there should be a nisataraisa, there should be a new malkes, it must be nisbashel, aloish. Clarition. So then again, so clarition can have to be like eish. I mean, so that story in the Shaila, where the person cholov has the same din is analogous to Shabbos or not, that's another Shaila. We'll discuss that. Anyway, but Chamit Varye, let's say Chamit Shabbos, Chamit Varye, so only one Tana says that there is a chiyuv of bishul. But we paskin that Amvashel b'chamit varye. What's chamit varye? Chamit varye has heat. It's a geyser. So that's not bishul. So ligabei was the whole of the Rambam paskins. It's not bishul midraise. But osir, it is. The whole apoch is in the rabbanon. Umiushov vidam shebishul b'cholov is poter. In other words, because dam is not boso, so midraise the iser of boso b'cholov doesn't apply to dam shebishle b'cholov. But in the Rabbanon, it does apply. That's why the Rambam says, potav v'leikin achilos, mishim boso b'cholov. Ha-mivashil solil b'cholov chaye. In other words, if it's a fetus, so that's boso. Even though it wasn't born yet. So then it's chaye. V'chino eichle. Ha-mivashil salye oyeyah v'kit. Gitin Vatsomi, so the salye, the afterbirth. So that's not boso. Gitin Vatsomi is Vikri Kanayim, Utalfayim, Arakim, Bicholov, Potter. Because it's not boso. Vicheino Eichli Potter. Hamivashel Bimeicholov. Oi Bicholov Meiso. Oi Bicholov Zoho. So sometimes, I mean, Zoho doesn't have any cholov, but sometimes he has. It's an aberration. So then he is potter. So that Gemara learns out also from the pasuk. Because so I'm vashel b'meicholov. Now what is meicholov? Now so there is a machlekes as to the meaning of meicholov. There is no. So some rishonim say that meicholov that's nisyuve dechlovi. That's way, what we call in English the way. So that does not have a din of cholov, and mele, if you mivashe your boso together with whey, so then there is no isad rice. But the assembly shem will say that mei cholov, is considered like cholov, and it's also midraise to be mivashe mei cholov whey with meat. But what is mei cholov that the Gemara learns out from the posik? There is no Isa Raise of Basav Cholov. So this is a derivative of the way. In other words, once you get the way, then if you are Mivashoet, so then some completely watery part of the milk so will be separated. So that's the derivative of the way. That does not have a din of Cholov. But the way itself has a din of Cholov. And if you are, and there is an issue of possible cholov when you are mevashel way with meat. So I'm vashel b'mecholov v'becholov meiso v'becholov zocha potah. Because of Adin of Yerushal, the nisyu v'decholov. In other words, way ain't b'chlan mecholov. V'osam nateiro el mecholov hayna acha sheitzio min cholov kol eichel kin la'acha sheosu kol agvino mevashli hacholov v'oichel tzof mil mailo v'linisha bei el mailo v'halme. So that's the derivative of whey. V'zeu anitcha mecholov. But whey itself has a din of cholov. V'gabi bas v'cholov. Now, another question. Cholov animtza b'keivu. Suppose you find cholov in a keivu. L'das rav alfes eini cholov. U'mutea l'vashel b'boso. U'mutea l'vashel b'boso. So u'mutea l'chatchilet b'mevashel. Even in Rabbono. Because it does not have a din of cholov. I feel a bit old, even if it's completely liquid. So it does not have a din of cholov. V'chei kosav haramba. V'rashi osre. And Rashi says that it's osre amid rabono. It's osre amid rabono. V'chosav shu cholov gomu. I feel a kor shebo. So in other words, Rashi is machmir at the other extreme, at the other pole of the reef. Because according to the reef, it's muta levashol b'boso, even if it's completely liquid. And according to Rashi, so the cholov that is found in the cave, even if it's completely solidified and coagulated, it still has a din of cholov, and it's also a vashel b'boso. She will come out like a coach. Coach can't tell her. And Rabbi Tam makes it, is in between. He makes it pshaw. Chilik a coach, ain't a cholo. The cholo that is found in the cave, so if it is coagulated, so then it does not have enough cholo. But avlatzolo, if it's completely liquid, avlatzolo, who cholo? Who cholo? So nifichoch in molach hakeivo bichlovo nesa mishimosa becholov di moliach kreteach vichein im omad bo yimecho di kovish kemush vim hem in pok vineis im yeish bo em vineis in tam asu is lerashi afilu bikovish ul rab mitam bitzol davki. In other words, what it mean im hem in pok vineis, usually when we are mamid vineis today, so there is certainly shishi negative in the milk, negative in it. But he talks here that the two, so then there is no reason. In other words, the only problem is with cheese that are made, that are curdled with non-kosher rennet. Rennet that is obtained from behemoths that were not slaughtered, alpidin. So then we have a problem because it's over a maimit, so over a maimit that will develop the bottle. Masha'inke, if, let's say, the cheese is made with kosher in it, and kosher in it by definition means not that it has a hechshar of a rabbi, but kosher in it means that it was obtained from a behemoth that was slaughtered al pedin. That's kosher in it. So memele, so then there is no problem. Why is there no problem? Because today, when cheese is made, so there is certainly shishi in the milk, negative in it, more than shishi. So mele. So why don't we say davar amayim itafil belef the bottle? So many rishenim say, even though it's not mentioned by all rishenim, there are some rishenim wachelik. But that's the way we pass it. That the halacha of davar amayim itafil bottle, I think I discussed it with others. So the davar amayim itafil bottle has no application to bosa becholo. Because bosa becholo, so the bosa is eter and the cholo is eter. But the Torah answered, if you combine the two, in what way? If you combine the two in such a way that one gives a time in the other. When you cook milk with meat, so that one gives a time in the other, that the milk gives a time in the meat, or the meat gives a time in the milk, that's then the entity of bosa becholo is constituted. So that's the definition of basa b'cholov. But if you have shishi, let's say you put the cave of a behemoth that is of shchut, so you put it in the milk and there is shishi, so then it couldn't give tam. So it's not an entity of basa b'cholov. So you cannot say dovar amayim itafil belef the bottle. When can we apply the principle dovar amayim itafil the bottle if you take nivelev in it? So it's awesome. So then, but there is shishim negin. So we say it's used to curdle, to stabilize, to coagulate. So mele afilu belef the bottle. Masha'inkin, when you take kosher rennet, the rennet of a behemoth that was nishchet or kedin, so it's muter. It has to become oser as a result of becoming an entity of basa b'cholov. But in order to become an entity of basa b'cholov, so the rennet, the boso, must give it tam in the cholov. And if there is shishim, it doesn't give it tam. So this is, it says, v'mehemit bo gvineis im yeish ben beneis in tam. So in other words, if there is no shishi, so yeish beneis in tam, asur es l'rashi afilu b'korush, ul rab netam b'tzol davke. And the contrary, if it's never osem. It's never osem. V'chein ni maskonas adin over osem. All right, that's the... Now, kosov bateo, v'chada. V'sipash l'adim v'chalev v'imei, gimu pomo. אחד מסבישל ואחד מסרחיל ואחד מסרנוי ויצא אחיל לא של בישל לימר שאינו עושם להתיר את הרבישל אלו דר הבישל אבל דרבון אינו עושה בחולים נאו כל עושה בחולו שאינו עושה מן התיר מוטה בנו. So that's the cloud, even though the Mashal is ready, but Mashal is Yochit. I mean, all the Rishayim say that any Bosa Becholo that is not osa lideraise, so it's muta ba'noye im midrabona. In other words, that means that psarei becholo is muta banoi. Psarei becholo. Only psar behema becholo is osa banoi. But psarei becholo, we do not say kol di tikna rab here, we do not say kol di tikna rabono ki indereise tikni. So since the chachomim or misake, that psarei becholo should be affected in nisa of osa becholo in the rabono, so the mele it should conform to all the dinim of psar behema becholo. It should be osa banoi. No, we do not say it. Kol posa becholov shino osa manateire muta banoye, so yit mit rabono mitzmut. Gdil av dav, yohadin sheir seveiz, lo ishne becholoveim ve lo ishne becholov acheres, elo shediva akosov behim. Eini neig elo bipsar behimo teiro becholov behimo teiro. Avo boso teiro becholov tmeiro, o I boso tmeiro becholov teiro, mutom li bishu uva anoy. Upsa chayovei, afilu becholov teiro. Muter bibishul vanoi. We have bachile, so that words, so yit mit rabbonon it's muta bibishul vanoi. Bishul vanoi. We have bachile in osa on rabbonon. Avul dogim vachagovi, ein bo emiser, afilo mit rabbonon. Dogim vachagovi, ein bo emiser, afilo mit rabbonon. Right, now. Vi noagu, la aseis, cholov mishkeidim. Now here we have a big chidesh of the Ramon. ונוהגו לעשה ישחול אוף משקדי, ומניחים בו בשרי, הויו ואיני רק מדי רבונו. אבל בשר בהימו, יש לו ניח אצל החול אוף שקדי, משומר עשי. That's a big חידש. There are many פוסקים, ליסי קיילים, of the שולחנו, who are חילי כאן, this פסק of the רמו. It's a big קורא. So the רמו שיטה is that in regard to Anissa the Raisa, there is Anissa of Marisai. But in regard to Anissa, something that is awesome, the Rabbanon, there is no Issa of Marisai. Some Mele, let's say, you cannot put, let's say, suppose you cooked, I mean, that's like part of the milk. I mean, so in their days, they didn't have the name part of the milk, so they had Cholof Shkedim, Emen milk, so that's part of the milk. It looked like milk, it tastes like milk, but it's not milk. So the Ramo says that you cannot serve. Let's say, suppose you cooked meat, psar behemo, in emen milk, in cholop shkeidim, it's all right. I mean, nothing wrong with that. So then, and you serve it, so then you have to put shkeidim on the plate. In other words, that would be the heker. That would be the heker that it's not regular milk. It's only cholov shkeidim. But without shkeidim on the plate, you cannot serve. Mashein kei, to serve chicken in cholov shkeidim, even without putting the shkeidim, the almonds, on the plate, you are allowed. Why? Since it only involves an Issa de Rabbanon, so there is no Issa of Marasayim, Ligavi and Issa de Rabbanon. It's a big chidesh. I mean, many nesikeli machelikan. Alright. Vinoagu lasis cholof mishkedim, umanichim bopsarim. So you can put chicken in the cholof shkedim and serve it, and you don't even have to put shkedim in the plate. Hoil veini rak in Rabbanon. Avo psar behemo, yeish lahaniach itzel. החולף שקדים, משום מרסאי, כמו שנסבוי עליל, סימס המחבוב, לעניין דם. All right. So, this is what Ramos says. עושה לבטל בחולף אישון, מפני מרסאי. Now, again, the Yisrael of Bosa בחולף does not apply to חולף אדום. Let's say, suppose, Bosa in חולף אישון, so there is no Issa. But, so he says, the Mechaba says, that it's Osa Mirabon, Mibni Marasai. Osa Levashel, Bichol of Isho, Mibni Marasai. Vim Nofal is a Hataf Shil, Botel, Vim Tzorashi. He doesn't ask because it's only Osa Mishmarasai, so he doesn't ask the Tafsh. Then the Mechamo says, and that's not such a Dova Poshut. He says, "V'nira l'vize v'kol shpundios alivash lechatchile b'cholof tmeyo u'ibosa tomei b'cholof toy." So he says, "Since the mechaba passes Since the Tzerashbo, the Tshuva Tzerashbo, since the Mechaba Paschus, like the Tshuva Tzerashbo, that it's also to be Mivashe Uposo in Cholovisho, because of Marasayin, Cholovayin, so certainly that it's also Mitzad Marasayin to be Mivashe Cholovtmeyo, Cholovtmeyo. I'm not Cholovi, I'm sorry. Uposo Tome in Cholovisho. In Cholovisho. In other words, why should he be Mivashe after all? He couldn't eat it anyway. If it's Bosotome, so it's not, it's also Bachile. But it's also Bachile for a Jew, but it's Muta Bachile for a Goy. Bosomecholov, so you're not allowed to be Mivashe left, and you're not allowed to give it to a Goy. Once it was this Bashe. But Bosotome, Becholov, is not Osea, is not Osea Mitzadi Isea of Bosomecholov. But some mele, if not for Maresayin, so it is mutter to be mivasheil. Let's say bosotomei bicholov, bosotomei bicholov, bosotomei bicholov, in order to give it to serve it to goy. So it's mutter, it's mutter. But you're not allowed to do it because of Maresayin. Because if it is osa, because of Maresayin to be mivashe boso. In Chalavisho, so certainly also to be Mivashel Bosotome in Cholo. Vidavke Bosamehim, Aval Beiv de Rabbonon, in Lochush. So in other words, Beiv de Rabbonon, so there is no Isa to be Mivashel Chalavisho. Because that's again the Shite of the Ramoh. That where it's Negei and Isra Rabbanon, then there is no Isra of Marasai. Now, all the Nezikeli Meskashes from the Gemara in Shabbos, Kamu Gemoras in Shabbos, the Gemara says that we're not allowed to do things on Shabbos Mipnei Marasai. Mipnei Marasai. In other words, one is not allowed to let a behemoth walk outside, you know, dressed up with the bells and everything, that the way a behemoth looks when it's going to be sold in the market. Why? Because if he lets the behemoth walk out with the bell on it, the way it walks out to be sold on the market, so people will accuse him. People will accuse him, will suspect him that he wants to sell on Shabbos. So even though Mekor Memcha is only Osam Rabbanon, still there is an Isa of Marasai. And Kamo Bikamo Gemores that mentioned that it's Osir and Shabbos Mishu Marasai, because people will be hating that, because it will look as if he's doing an Isa Rabbanon. And then we have Mishnes in Shviz that certain things are osir because of Marasayin, it might look, even though they're not miloches in themselves that are osir. But it will look as if he's doing miloches, even though these miloches that people think he's doing are only osir Rabbonon. So we see, that there is an Ian of Marasayin, even with Gabi Rabbonon, but all these kashes do not really represent a strong kashe against Ramon. Because Gabi Shabbos, and the same thing is true Gabi Shviz, there is a special derabonon of Marasayin. It's not the general itself of Marasayin. It's the special derabonon of Marasayin. Because why does the Gemara have to say that it's also Amish Marasayin to let a behime walk out bizuk shalom, even though the bell, that's a tachshit, so it's not a maseh, but you're not allowed to let the behime walk out on Shabbos with the bell on it. Because Mishum Marasayin to look as if he's taking it to the market. See the market. Why did the Chachomim have to be Yisakin? After all, there is a general din of Marasayin. V'yisen nikim me'adishemu mi'Yisrael. That's mentioned in connection with the Negev Meruvin. V'yisen nikim me'adishemu mi'Yisrael. In other words, a person, every Jew is mechuyev to maintain a pure record, even vis-a-vis the impression of the people. He should not act in such a way that people will think he's doing an aveira. So the Mishnah in Shkolim says, in other words, when they moter in the Trumas Alishko, so then and they had to bring, let's say, the money in the Bisa Mikdosh, so they were not allowed to bring it in their baget, because when a person sees another person carrying something in his baget, so what does it mean? It's stolen. So Mimele, even though he knows it's not stolen, you're not allowed to carry it that way. Just as today, if somebody is accused of a certain crime, and then it is shown that he received cash, so that's considered as evidence of money under the table. Why? Because if cash is given, so there must be something wrong with it. So Mimele, if the term Trumas Alishko, when they carry the money of the Trumas Alishko, they carry it like this, under the jacket, so it will expose them to suspicion. So we're not allowed, because we eat and we came at the Shem in Israel. One is not allowed. In other words, let's say a person will pass by on Shabbos, and he'll see that someone, a friend of his whom he wants to see, is sitting in the barbershop. So he'll go into the barbershop just to talk to his friend. He doesn't want to take a haircut. I mean, what wrong is he doing? So it's an aver of Marasayim. Because if you see a person on Shabbos in the barbershop, what will be the obvious conclusion? If you wanted to talk to your friend, the obvious conclusion will be that you are sitting there because you are waiting for a haircut. So Mimele, it involves an Isar of Marasai. So why does the Gemara have to say this thing is Osar on Shabbos, we're not allowed to let the Behime walk with the bell because of Marasai? There is a general Isar of Marasai, and there is an infinite number of cases of Marasai. It's impossible to spell it out on paper. I mean, what is Marasai? It depends. I mean, it depends upon the circumstances. But here there is a special takone that you were not allowed to let the behemoth walk out with its bell. With its bell, even though it's a tachshit, so it's not a maser, so it's not even a shvisas bemte, the eshashvisas bemte, because of Marasayim. The answer is, here there is a special derabonon of Marasayim, apart from the general Isaiah. As far as the general Isaiah of Marasayim is concerned, So it's only shayach if a person acts in such a way that he'll reasonably expose himself to chashad. Reasonably. So let's say if you want to make a telephone call and you know that there is a trefer restaurant, there is a telephone booth in the trefer restaurant, you go into the trefer restaurant to make a telephone call. So then if somebody sees you, so only if he's a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim, so he'll be melamed zchus on you. But if he's not a tzaddik like the Chofetz Chaim, he'll see you going into the restaurant, he'll say that you are going into the restaurant to eat. So then you'll complain against him. Have you done skavod and kav zchus? All right, but the average reasonable person does not follow up the din of the Shulchan Aruch the way he should. So mele, if a person acts in such a way that he reasonably exposes himself to suspicion, then he's Eveya, the Yisar of Yisar Nikim Adishem in Israel. But if a person, let's say, suppose you go outside and on that block you want to go home, and on that block there is a trade for restaurant, and you know that someone who is an enemy of yours, who is very hostile to you, and who likes to malign you. So he is walking, and you know that if he'll see you on that block where there's a trade for restaurant, then he'll tell everybody, oh, I saw him going into the restaurant. So does that mean that you're not allowed to go outside because you have an enemy who unreasonably will malign you? So then the Yisa of Yisa Nikim Adishem Yisroel doesn't apply. So the question is, if there hadn't been a special aloche, so it's a tachshit, Pirusha Rasha Lishu Klimke of Heine Marasai. Now, is that a reasonable conclusion? After all, the Gemara says it's a tachshit. So why is it a tachshit? Because, apparently, I mean, tachshit depends upon the practice of people. So when people like to show off with their behemoths, some melee, they put the bell on the behemoth. So that is no riot, that is no riot. That this person is trying to sell it in the market, it's he dressed up the behemoth with the bell because it's a tachshit. It's a tachshit. But there might be certain people who are looking to find fault. So he'll unreasonably accusing you of doing it again. So if there hadn't been a special takone by Shabbos, then it wouldn't be awesome. But here there is a special Shabbos Yisrael. It's not in Lecha Shabbos, but it's a special Shabbos Yisrael of Marasayu that is peculiar to Shabbos. So by Shabbos we find so it's also, but it has nothing to do with the general Isa of Marasai. So Mimele, it's no kashe against the Ramo. But Ligabe Psarei Becholo Psar Ei Becholo of the Chachonim didn't enact this special takone. So it only had the general Isa of Isa Nikim Hashem Yisrael. So Mimele, as far as the general, Isa of Yis and Nikim and Shem Yisroel is concerned, so it only applies to Yisroel the Raise and to Yisroel the Rabbonon. Of course, it's a big chiddush. Why shouldn't we say that this general Nisa of Yis and Nikim and Shem Yisroel applies to Yisroel the Rabbonon too? So many poskim are chilek and Ramon, but this is the Ramon Shite, that as far as the general Nisa of Yis and Nikim and Shem Yisroel is concerned, it only applies to Yisroel the Raise, it does not apply to Yisroel the Rabbonon. Alright. Now, Beit Siman Mzoim Beyefes. אם הם גמורץ, דהיינה שיש להם חלבן וחלמד, אף על פי שמורה בגידים, הרי זה גמור. So in other words, he paskens, like most Rishenim, that the Chachomim are Mekir, that Tanakami is Mekir, Davzayin and Leitze, and Rabbi Yaakov is Machmir, Yaakov is Machmir, and the paskens also like the Chachomim, not like the Bahag or Paschus like Rabbi Yaakov, and also in the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rashbo, he Paschus like the Rashi. Because according to Rashi, so the Chachomim say that as long as it has a helmet, the helmet is complete, the yoke is complete. So, Umuta lo ochle b'cholo, avol im ein lo, elo helmet, osa, according to Rashi, it's muta, osa lo vashle b'cholo, avol im ochle b'vni atzmo, muta lo echil achreyem, Gvino oi chol. In other words, so what's the pshat? That even though he passed things like the Raj, that when is it considered gmureis? Gmureis is considered only when it has both the yoke and the white. But that does not mean that if it has just the yoke and it doesn't have the white, that midiraisa it's still considered bosat. Midiraisa, there is no machlekes between Rashi and Rajbo as to whether midiraisa. If the shen bosor is poka as a result of the yoke being complete, or the shen bosor is only poka if the yoke and the white are complete. As far as the rice is concerned, everybody agrees that if it has the yoke, so it doesn't have shen bosor. But according to the Rashbo, midrabonon it has a chalei shen bosor as long as the white is not complete. So since it only has a chalish and boso mid rabbanon, not mid raise, so it's osea to eat to eat together with milk mamish. I mean, together with milk mamish. Mashenke, as far as the other rabbanon that you have to wait 6 hours, the shir sude is concerned, so we do not treat it like bosa. As long as the yolk is complete, so even according to the Rashba, we do not treat it as bosa, and is allowed immediately after eating this egg that in which the yolk is complete to eat cholof immediately after. Hamyushon veHamivusho veHamitvaye eleikino veChinam vasheil boso b'meicholov oy b'cholov meiso oy b'cholov zocho oy shebisheil dam b'chol. So dam is not boso, it's poter. VeLeikina chelosei mishum boso b'chol veCholov zocho loy mikre cholov veNofal miserdero shel boso reniz. It's not mikre cholov. Avol cholov meiso. So there is a difference. With Rabbanon, there is a difference between Cholov Zocho and Cholov Meiso. Aval Cholov Meiso, Umei Cholov, Eischin Hamachol, Mecholov Atzmo. Vafilo Bibishol Yesh Leslachatel. In other words, so certain things that are Mufke of Elisa de Raise, but with Rabbanon, it's considered as Cholov. Mashenkin, other things. So even in Rabbanon, it's not considered cholov. So he says, cholov zochol, mikra cholov kal. So the mele, if that cholov falls into the Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't even ask. But cholov meisa, so too, midrash said there is no yisal basa cholov. There is no yisal basa cholov, because there is no yisal basa cholov. But cholov it is. So mele mid Rabbanon, it answers. It answers the mail. Vafilu bibishlo yishles alachatil. Yeish emri, the ose alachteis oeish tachas deo shalom kichovim. Lifishen mevashtim bohem pomim cholov, pomim boso. Veamchate tachas deo shalom boli de bishlo boso cholov. Now here we find a chidesh in that goes more. Not that it's not mistabia, but it's a chidesh. There is no gemorim for ashes. Now, there is a aloche of a special Isa of Bosa Becholov. So what does Bosa Becholov mean? Bosa Becholov means if Bosa is Nisbashel together with Cholov. So not only is it Tosa Bachile, that's in Bishel is also in Christ. And there is Malkus, if somebody is Nisbashel, Bosa together with Cholov, even though his Kavone is to be Nisbashel for a Goy. So if a Jew will be Nisbashel, Bosa together with Cholov, for a Goy is higher Malkus. Now the question is this: is there a nisa deraise of bishul bosa becholov when you are not mivashel bosor and cholov together much? Maybe one could argue that the whole nisa of being mivashel bosa becholov is when you take a pot and you put milk in it and you put a piece of meat and then you're mivashel it. So the bosor gives a tam directly. A tam bosom in the cholov. The cholov gives a tam directly. A tam cholov in the bosom. But suppose you have a pot in which, let's say, at 7 o'clock this morning, I cooked meat in that pot. Then a goy comes to my house and he says, can you give me a glass of hot milk? I like only hot milk. And then I take the same pot, a clean pot, in which I cooked meat at 7 o'clock this morning, and I boil milk in it to give it to the goy. Is that osel? So you could argue that is not osel. That is not osel. Because the special isel of bishul bosa becholov applies only when the bosa directly gives a tam in the cholov. When you boil milk together with meat, so then the boso directly gives it time the cholov, or the cholov directly gives it time the boso. Mashenkin here, when I cooked meat at 7 o'clock this morning, so then the meat gave me time the day. Then I take the same clean part after I clean it out, and at the 12 o'clock, and I cook, and I boil milk in it, so then the boso does not give directly tam cholov. First, the boso gave tam nigdeira. Now, when I boil the milk in the same pot, so the nigdeira gives it tam in the milk. So it's a nesin tam, banesin tam. It's not nesin tam, banesin tam deteira. So that is muta nesin tam, banesin tam. But it is nesin tam, banesin tam viyisure. Because when it's already the second tam takes effect, so then it's already boso cholov. There's a boso cholov. So it's osa. But we could say, it's also b'achile. In other words, if, let's say, a Jew shouldn't be allowed to drink that milk that was boiled in the same pot in which at 7 o'clock meat was cooked. But to boil milk for a goy, why not? Maybe the whole Isser of Nisim Vashel, Viva Chalevime, applies only to the primary tam of Basa B'chalom. When milk is boiled together with meat, meat is cooked together with milk, but when it's in eisen tam, ban eisen tam of basar b'chalav, there is the law of lisevash of dibachalavime doesn't apply. It's just a machile, but the law of lisevash of dibachalavime doesn't apply. Now the Primigodim discusses that question. So the Primigodim says as follows: that there is no, it goes without saying that according to most rishonim who say the tam kikya is the raise. Tam Kiker is the Reise, and if Tam Kiker is the Reise, so then it's the Reise not only by the primary Tam, even by Nesin Tam, by Nesin Tam, the Isurah is the Reise. Because what's the posik for Tam Kiker, the Reise, Gula Midion? What does Gula Midion mean? In other words, that the Rebbe Shalom told Moshe that the Jews cannot use the Kalim that they got in Midion, but first they have to be Magil. Why? Because if they're not Magil, so then, and the Midionim, cooked all kinds of Dvorim Asurim in those pots, so when the Israelites would cook Dvorim Amutorim, so then it would be an Iser of Tam Kikya, but there it would be not the primary Tam, it would be not the Tam Rishim, but the Tam Sheni, the Nisim Tam, but Nisim Tam, the Nivele, the Chilev, the Dam, gave a Tam of the Midyoni, gave a Tam in the Gdeire, and then the Gdeire, when the Israelites cooked Vaheter, gives it tam in the davaheta, so it's a nisim tam, but nisim tam. So we see that there is a loch of tam kikya in the raise even regarding the derivative tam, if it is zore. So mele, since there is a loch of tam kikya even regarding the derivative tam, so mele the primigodim says, so it goes without saying that the iser of bishul itself applies not only to a case where you mevashel cholov with basar in the pot, but to a case where you mevashel cholov in a pot in which within 24 hours basar was cooked. But he has a shayle. How about, let's say, Rashi passages like the Mandoma, the Tam Kiker is the Rabbonon, so Tam Kiker is not the Raise. So he still could say that even according to Rashi, who says the Tam Kiker is the Rabbonon, the Tam Kikya is the Rabbonon, so it is. But by Basar B'chalov there is a special Zrasakosov of Tam Kikya. That's Basar B'chalov, because the Basar gives a Tam in the Cholov gives a Tam in the Basar. So Memele, it's also a Hibme Kom Terashe, the Tam Kikya in Kolatere Kul is not the Raisa Basar B'chalov, it's special Zrasakosov. What we could say, true Basar B'chalov is certainly Tam Kikya is the Raisa. How do we know? Because the Torah says, "Luisivash al dibur chalavime." But maybe that has reference, that posik of Zvash al has reference only to time rishon, the primary time, not to nesin time, but nesin time, not to a time sheni, not a time sheni. So yes, it's something. Anyway, we see that this thing. So the Primigodim says that according to most rishonim who pass in the time kikah, the Raisa, then it goes without saying that it's also to be mevashel in the for a goy. Milk in a pot in which in the same day within 24 hours. So one cooked meat. So it's also mineralized. It's also mineralized. Now, this is mentioned here in this Mordechai. Besides the other Hiddushim in this Mordechai. Yei Shev, the Yoseh Alachti Soeish, Tachazdei Rosh Loi Vichovim, Livishim Mevashlim Behem, Piyomim Cholov, Piyomim Boso, Vahamechate Tachazdei Rosh Lohem, Bo Lidei Bishol Boso Vichov. So in other words, if you are in a goy's house and the goy tells you, please, be mechate, stir the gecholim under the pot, So he's not allowed to do it.
Why?
Because the goy is not so yavim as a b'cholo. So sometimes, let's say in the morning, he might cook in the same pot meat, and then in the afternoon he might cook milk. So mele, it wouldn't avail him to pick up the cover of the pot and take a look and see what is there. So even if he takes a look if he picks up the cover of the pot, and he sees that there is no milk and meat together. Or even if he makes sure he picks up the cover, or he lifts the cover of the pot and he makes sure that there is neither milk nor meat. There is something else. Potatoes are being cooked in that pot. But it's possible that it's 12 o'clock, so it's possible that the goy, at 7 o'clock he cooked meat, at 8 o'clock he cooked milk. So memele, this pot has a bria of bosor and cholov. Now, when he's mechatnik a cholim under the potatoes, so, and that expedites the bishul, so the bria of the bosor will be niflat, and the bria of the cholov will be niflat, and there will be a bishul bosor cholov. So in effect, there will be even an iser of bosor cholov. So you see from this Mordechai that it's Osam Derais, not only Osam Derabonon, because if it had only been Osam Derabonon, so why should it be Cheshish? Sveik Derabonon Nikula, it should be Tele. Why should it be Cheshish? Maybe in the morning he cooked meat. But as long as right now there is no meat and milk together in the pot, even if there is milk, why should it be Cheshish? Maybe in the morning he cooked meat, maybe he did not. We are telling the Rabbanon. So we see that it's also Midraise. Even for a goy to be Mivasheyo, not only it's also Midraise, even for a goy to be Mivasheyo, Bosor and Cholov in the same pot. But if the same pot was used for Bosor, you're not allowed to cook Cholov in the same pot. Alright. Now, Yeshemrim do salachti so ish tahadir shall hobby, we shim vashlim ben pom cholov pom boso, vam khata tahadir shall hem pom pishma shall hobby. Now I mentioned that in Shabbos. Now, so here, Rabbi Kveiger mentions a raya from this Mordechai negative task. I discussed it in Shabbos. Now, because after all, he doesn't know whether meat was cooked. Let's say now there is milk in the pot. So, he doesn't know whether in the morning meat was cooked. So and he's not mischaving to be mevashel both together. So let it be dovashel mischaving, and if sikreishi it isn't, because maybe he didn't cook meat in the morning. So the answer is that's not dovashel mischaving. Dovashel mischaving is only shayach when the sofik is in the osit, not if the sofik is in the ova. Let's say nozir chayvim from fast space. Nozir is not allowed to comb his hair because that is in sikreishi, but to straighten out his hair with his hands, he's allowed, even though sometimes when you straighten out your hair with your hand, so you tear out hair. But sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So even if you do, so it's a dovashin mischav, it's not a psikreishi. So they are the sofikis nosit in the future. Otherwise, when I start, even nosia, start straightening out his hair with his hand, maybe he will tear out, maybe he will not tear out. So even if he tears out, even if it tears out, so it's a dovashim mischav. Masheinkin, in this case, we cannot say, maybe he'll be mevashel bosa becholov or not, because we cannot say that. Why? Because it all depends upon a past event. If klapishmai is galia, that in the morning the goy cooked meat already in this pot, so then he will necessarily, By stirring the gecholi, he'll necessarily have to be mevashel the bosor, the bliya of that bosor with the cholov that is now in the pot. So where the sofik is only in the future, so then it's not dovashim mischavim. The sofik tzikreishi. So tzikreishi. So mele is masik on the taz, because the taz says that if, let's say, you have a box with many garments in that box, and you know there are many flies in that box, you're not allowed to close the box. Because by closing the box on Shabbos, you thereby trap, capture the flies. But if you don't know whether between one garment and another there are flies, so then you can close the box. because it's not Shem Mishram. So he says, but here the Sofik is the best. So Mele Tetzis, that's okay, I discussed it in Shabbat. Anyway, so we see from, so two Chidushim. Two Chidushim we see from the Mordechai. Chidush number one, that the Yisr of Bishl of being Nivash and Bosa and Cholof together, even for Igoi, it does not only apply to a case where you're Mivashia, concrete, visible meat with concrete, visible milk, but even if the pot has an invisible blea of bosal, you're not allowed to boil milk in that pot for a goyim. And midraisi you're not allowed. Because it involves the iser of Lisi Vashal Dib Halavime. That's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, what Rabbi Gveiga says. That when do we say Domashim Mischavim if the Sofik is in the future? But if the Sofik is in the past, so then we do not say so Domashim Mischavim, we consider it a Sofik Psikreishe. So maybe it's Lechumre. Alright. Oit Kosu. Daily Arif Mayim Sheitichu Ben Kliposo, I Mayim Sheitichu Ben Klicholo, Vilitin Fle Behemo, the Asurim Bano. The Asurim Bano. So why? Because it's also banoi. Now, so the reason is why, this is a marim. The reason is why it's also is because it's also banoi. Now, when yama ma'arev, mayim sheidichu ben kli bosa, imayim sheidichu ben kli cholok, that means hot water. And to give it for the behavior, so it should, beside the isar anoi, it should involve an isar of bishop. It should involve an Isar of Bishl, because it's hot. Now, I knew a certain woman, she was an Isha Tzidkon, yes. I mean, she was not a Lamdonis, but her Kavone was Nishim Shomai, and she was not an ignorant woman too, because if she had been an ignorant woman, she wouldn't have done that. This kind of Chumre can only emanate from a Yidiye. But I knew a certain woman, an Isha Tzidkon, yes, she's not living anymore, so she had a separate garbage pail for milchiks and a separate garbage pail for fleshiks. So everybody who heard it left it. I mean, there is no basis for doing it. But there is no reason as to why she should have been left at it. So it makes sense. And we have to understand why isn't everyone machmir to have a separate garbage pail for fleshiks and separate garbage pail for milchiks, especially those who cook, you know, on a large scale. So many times they throw away, you know, a hot piece of meat, and then they throw away a hot piece of cereal. I mean, let's say if they cook in a restaurant, so maybe it's bishul. And then the mashal shite is that by double gush there is bishul even klisheni. So why shouldn't everyone have two separate garbage pails? One for fleshiks and one for milchiks. Now, we see that from this Ramo we see, Oit kosvu dey le'arib mayim sheitichu behem kli boso, im mayim sheitichu behem kli cholo, v'litein lifnei behemo, de'asurim banoi. So it's only because it's asurim banoi, when he gives it to the behemo, as food for the behemo, some melee is anoi. But it should be also mitzad bishul. No, mitzad bishul, it's not also. Mitzad bishul, it's not also. So then he says another thing. Oit kosu, the akliche isim bimayim nechbifes oreish, eili shamish behim. Again, because of the isar anoi. The isim eisim eifer shal akiro. Urigilus, who the Sarif Shabbos of Hom. Vihe Lohenish Lesser Gamper, Shabbish, Nagdevish, Latanurin, Shabbisahir, Mishimalim, Lipomin, Bos of Holof, Nagdevish, and Bashan Tanurin, with everything lost because we don't have to be Heshish that this happened. So, anyway, so the Ramo only asks these things because of the Isaranoe, not because of the Isabish. Not because of this ambition. So if you want, you could say that when Ramo says, Oit kosmu de'eile arev, mayim sheidichu behem, klei boso, im mayim sheidichu behem, klei cholov, v'liten lifne behemo, the asurim ba'anoye, and you couldn't even say it. So you could say when it's not hot. If it's not hot, so then it shouldn't be osa ba'anoye, because the midrash say it's only osa ba'achilein ba'anoye if it's there bishl. But midrabon it's osa ba'achile even if it's not there bishl. But ba'anoye not even midrabon it's osa if it's not there bishl. So monefiach, if he has reference to a case where he's ma'ariv mayim sheidichu ben klibosa that is already cold, in mayim sheidichu ben klicholov that is already cold, so mele it shouldn't even be osar on the score of anoye either. Because he has fleishike grease. Mayim sheidichu ben klibosa. So what is it? Fleishike grease. In mayim sheidichu ben klicholov, that's milchike grease. And then, and if it is cold, so mele there is... So maybe it's not the arbishol, so it shouldn't even be osa banoye. Even rabbanon, it's not osa banoye if it's not the arbishol. If it's not the arbishol, you are allowed to serve to a goy a sandwich of meat and cheese as long as the meat and the cheese were not cooked together. So obviously the Rambam has reference to a case where he's me'ariv mayim that is still hot. So maybe. Fleishike grease becomes miurev, hot fleishike grease becomes miurev, with hot milchike grease, with hot milchike grease. So mimele, he has anoye. But if it's hot, so it should be also mitzad bishul. Not only mitzad anoye. Not only mitzad anoye. Why does he emphasize the yisar of anoye? So from this, we see a big chiddush. And with that, we'll be able to answer a certain kashe against the shach. I mean, we didn't go over the shach yet. The shach says, in Siv Zion, he says, Divadai bibishul lechud, the first big line in the shach, in Daf Kuf Tzadik. So he says, Divadai bibishul lechud elekem mishumar esayim, do yochem li shemivashe litzir echrifu. So one of the Mesikalim in the back, I think it's in the both, I'm not sure, I think he's in the boat. So he has the kashe. So what if it's mevashal tzirach refuah? But bishul itself is us. So it's muchach from that shach in Simen Zayin. In Simen Zayin, there's the first big line in the shach. You see, well, the first big line is the first line. But then you have small lines. Just the first line beneath the column of the mechab. So he says, divada yibishul lechud elek nishimar asayim. So the Shach is discussing here a case where a person is mivasheil, boso tomei in cholov. Now, so there is no yisar of bishul boso cholov because there is a special gzeras hakosov that it doesn't apply to boso petmeil. But the shaila is, let it be osa, let a person be mivasheil, let a person. To be mevashel boso tomei in cholov because of marzayin, because it looks like boso beimoteo. So a person will think, the observer will think that it's boso beimoteo becholov is nisvashel. So he says, no, there is no marzayin, because why should a person reasonably accuse him of doing an aver? Because after all, it's possible. Sometimes people are mivasheil boso in cholov for a medicine, not a medicine to be taken orally, but for a medicine to be applied on. I mean, for a medicine, for an experiment, for something, for a certain medicine. So mimele, it's not osa. So in other words, that means the child arose years ago. There was a certain chemist. He was one of the outstanding pharmaceutical chemists in the early 30s. He was the head of the chemistry department in Johns Hopkins University. And he was a very Orthodox Jew. He was not a Lamedim. Dr. Macht was his name. He was the outstanding pharmaceutical chemist. And he was a very Orthodox Jew, but he didn't know much. But he has shyness and everything. And he once asked the shyness, whether he was working on a certain project. I mean, whether the project is, whether he had to work on that project or not, I mean, that's another question. But he tried to find time ha-mitzvahs on the basis of science. So, Memele, He wanted to perform experiments on Bosa Becholo. So he asked Kishare whether he can be Mivashil, whether he can be Mivashil Bosa Becholo, for the purpose of performing an experiment. Not to give it to be eaten by anyone, Jew or non-Jew. And the psak was that he can. And why? So from this, Shachitz Mashma, that when a person is Mivashil Bosa Becholo, not for the purpose of achilah. If a person is mivashel bosa becholo for the purpose that it should be eaten by someone, even though he is mivashel for the purpose that it should be eaten, by a goy, so it's the osan is chayiv malkus. But suppose a person is mivashel bosa becholo for the purpose of rifue, performing an experiment, so then it's not a mosa. It's not in Mosa. Now, why is it so? So that we can, with that we can answer the kashe against the shach, because the shach says do yochli yishem vashli tzeirach refuah. So the kashe is, so what? Bishli tzav v'zosa. What difference does it make? What the purpose is? The answer is when the Torah asks bishl basa becholov, the Torah only asks bishl basa becholov when it's tzeirach achila. So even though it's tzeirach achila of the goy, who is allowed to eat basa becholov, it doesn't matter. But if it's not l'tzeirach achile, then bishul is not osa. Now, that you can be midayik that from the Rambam. Now, the Rambam in Perek Tes, Milchas Machores, Asures, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, says as follows. Bosa b'cholov osa b'vashle, v'osa l'ochle inateo, v'osa b'anoi, v'keiv r'neisi, v'afrei osa ha-keif ha-kola nikvoi, מי שיבשל משניהם כזייס כאחד, ליקי, שנאמר לו זיבשל בדי בחלבימי, וכן הוא איכל כזייס משניהם מהבוסו והחולוב שנזבשנו כאחד, ליקה ואף על פי שלא יבישה. Now the same Dr. Mach, he discovered, somebody told him of that Akone, he never learned the more, but he was Yisrael Kosher, a tzaddik. So somebody told him that there is a Takone Sezre that Eichlin Shum believe in Shabbos. Because that's conducive to children. So he performed experiments, and then he found out, and that was a very important discovery, that garlic has a certain vitamin that is necessary to have children, to be productive. So this discovery is mentioned in all the science books. But the reason as to what led him to this discovery, no one mentions. But Dr. Mach was the one who made this discovery. Anyway, so he has the shaila and he got a psak. He got a psak that it is mutar. That is mutar. Yeah, as long as he's mevashel, boss of the hollow, for the purpose of an experiment, not for the purpose of achille by any person, so memele, it's mutar. So he said, there is a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Aloha beis." Oh, it says, "V'cheinu yichol kazayis mishneiem ma'abosav acholov shenizbash lo keachot leike v'aval pishaloi pishe." Lo yishosak akosuv mileeser achile elo mipnei shosar abish kileima va'afilu bishul yoser v'intzorich leima achilosen ki moi sheshosak mileeser abas mi'achas shosar bas abas. Now the Gemara says, and the Rambam mentions it in the Sefer Mitzvos, that how do we know that Bosa Becholov is Osa Bachile? The Torah doesn't say us, Lois Seichel Bosa Becholov. The Torah says, Lois Vash, Vashil, Gdi Bachale, Vime. You shouldn't be Mivashil, Bosa Becholov. But, because three times it's mentioned. So one has reference to Achile, one to Bishul, one to Anoi. But here the Rambam says, that Lois Osa Kakosuf Mileser Achile, Elo Mitnei Shosa Rabishu, Kelema Vafilu Bishule Yosea. ואין צורך לימר אחילוסי, כמי ששוסק מלסר אבס, מאחר שעושה אבס אבס. What is the Rambam want? The Gemara says that there are three Lusivashil, so one Lusivashil has reference to Achille. Why does he have to explain? שעושה ככוס מלסר אחילה, אלא מפני שעושה רביסו. כי לימר ואפילו בישול יוסה, ואין צורך לימר אחילוסי. But that can be explained by taking notice of another Rambam, the Nikud on the floor, in Misachas Chisis. Now, that's in Perish and Mishne in Chrises, Perish Lishi. And the Mishne daf Yudalet. So, there it's mentioned, there the Rambam discusses the din, there the Rambam discusses the din, that if someone eats Chilev Kochim, so is Chayev two hadlis. One on the score of Chilev, and one on the score of Kochim. Now the question is, we should apply the din of Yisachar al Issah. Before it was Magnish Behemo, so the Chilev was affected with the Nisachirev, so it was also the Chilev was also anyway. Then when he's Magdish, how could the Issa Hekdesh be Chal and Issa Hekdesh? So the answer is, it's an Issa Meisiv. Now Issa Meisiv has two aspects. There are two types of Issa Meisiv. Issa Meisiv is, one aspect of Issa Meisiv is when a certain Chatiche becomes Oseh vis-a-vis a new person. So Mimele, since he becomes Oseh vis-a-vis a new person, so it becomes Oseh against the other person also. Let's say, the Yisr of Ishisach can be Chal on the Yisr of Achisish. Let's say, Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, and then they are married to two sisters, Leah and Rochel. So the male and someone will bow. And the woman who is both, and Ishisach and Achisish. So we say that the Yisr of Ishisach is Chal on the Yisr of Achis Isho. Why? Because there is another brother. He's Boal Ish Shimon. Reuven is Boal Ish Shimon. And there is a brother Levi. So before Shimon married her, she was Asur on him anyway, because she's Achis Ishte. But she was not Asur on Levi. Now when Shimon married her, so she became Asur vis-a-vis Levi. On the score of Ishisach. So, Migadi says it, Bey. Iser, Ligabi, the brother Levi, so Mele, it's Chal Ligabi Hintu. That's one form of Isabesi. Then there is another form of Isabesi, when someone is Magdish Beheime, so we say that even though the Chilev was affected with Isa Chilev before, but since before it was only affected with Isa Chilev. Chilev is not also Banoi. Now when he's Magdish Behime, he becomes affected with Yisr Hanoi as well. So it's an Issa Meisiv. That's its second type of Meisiv. You shouldn't confuse it with the other Meisiv, where it is of the Yisr Ishisach being Chal, and the Yisr Achis Isho, because it's Chal Igabe other brothers. So that's another type of Issa Meisiv. So that's the Aloha. That if one eats Chilev Mukdoshim, he's Chayev on the score of Chilev, and it's Chayev on the score of Mukdoshim too, because of Meisiv. Because as long as it wasn't Hekdesh, so it was only Osa Bachilev. Now it became Hekdesh, it became Osea Banoyet. So then the Rambam mentions in the Pirush HaMishneh here, in Pirush Nishi of Tritzes, so he mentions if someone is mivashel, boso bechelev, and then he eats it, he is not chayev malkes on the score of boso becholo, because in Yisachal al Yisr, so the Rambam is the kashe, why is boso bechelev different than chilev hamikdoshim? Chilev hamikdoshim, we say Yisr is chal al Yisr. Why? Because the mikdoshim is meisiv and Yisr hanoi. So here too, Chilev, before you are mevashelet with Cholov, so the Chilev was only also by Chilev. Now when you are mevashelet, the Chilev with Cholov, and the Chilev is Bosa also. So it becomes affected with Yisr Hanoi. So Migad, he says it to the Yisr Hanoi. It should be Chal, we got the Chilev too. So he says, V'yeish bozeh nikuda miflo. And he says that, V'simu yisom negedi necho, his nikuda miflo. A very important Nikud says there is a fundamental distinction between Bosa Becholov, the Yisr Hanoi of Hekdesh, and the Yisr Hanoi of Bosa Becholov. By Hekdesh, so the Yisr Hanoi of Hekdesh does not emanate from the Yisr Hanoi. There is an Yisr Hanoi per se of Hekdesh. Hekdesh is also Banoi. It doesn't emanate from the Yisr Hanoi. Masha'ike, Bosa Becholov is also Banoi. because of Bavuyas Aloche in Psochim, Kol Mokim Shenema Alo Yechal Yisechal, Echol Yisrachil and Echol Yisrachil and Echol Yisrachil. So in other words, the basic thing is in Yisrachil. But there is a general Aloche, Kol Mokim Shenema Alo Yechal Yisechal, Echol Yisrachil and Echol Yisrachil and Echol Yisrachil. So Mimela Anoi is also Asya. So the Yisrachil Anoi is a derivative of the Yisrachil. So Mimela we cannot say it's amazing. Gabi Chil Mugdoshim, we say it's amazing. Because the Yisra Anoi of Mugdoshim is not a derivative of the Yisra Achille. So in the Mele we say, since the Yisra Anoi is Chal, and the Gabi Yisra Anoi, you cannot say in Yisra Chal Yisra. So in the Mele, the Gabi Achille, we do not say in Yisra Chal Yisra. Mashiach in here, we say in Yisra Chal Yisra. If you have a Vashil, Chil and Picholo. So we say, then you eat it. The Yisra Chil and Picholo. So we say in Yisachal Alisa, what we say it's an Yisach Meisi, because it is Meisi and Yisach Anoye. Why is it Meisi and Yisach Anoye? Because of Rabbah Vuyas Aloche. Kol Mokim Shinem Aliyech Lo Yisach Lech and Yisach Achil and Yisach Mashma. So first, the Yisach Achil must take effect. Then, you get the derivative Yisach Anoye. But since there is Aloche of Yisachal Alisa, so the Yisach Achil does not take effect, how can it become Osab Anoye? The Yisach Anoye does not take effect independently. It takes effect as a derivative of the Yisra Achille. Vis-a-vis Yisra Achille, we say Yisra Achille cannot take effect because of Yisra Halisa. Basherim kim chilet mukdoshim. So the Yisra Anoi is an independent Yisra Anoi. It's not a derivative of the Yisra Achille of Egdish. It's an independent Yisra. So mainly, you can say it's amazing. This is what he says. So everybody raises two questions against the Rambam. Number one, the Torah doesn't say lo yeichal lo seichal ligabe bas b'cholo. The Torah says lo yisvashal lo b'chalei mime. What does the Torah say lo yeichal lo seichal ligabe bas b'cholo? That's number one. Number two, here there is a special love. Three, and the Rambam mentions it in the Mina Mitzvahs, because the Torah says three times the love of yisvashal lo b'chalei mime. So the Yisra Anoi is a special love. It's a separate Yisra. It's an independent love. It's not the derivative of Achille, because just as Achille is Oser, because there is a special love of Nisivashel in Mishpoti, so Bishl and Anoi is also Oser, because there is a special love in Kisiso anyway. So it's not the derivative. So what's the Pshat in the Rambam? The Pshat in the Rambam is, now, what does the Rambam say here? The Rambam says here, Voshosach HaKosov Mileser HaAchille, El Milishe Oser HaBishl, Kleima Vafilu Bishul HaYoser, Vintzor Kleima Achilose. So the question is, why does the Rambam have to say that Achille is Osea? Because the Torah says Bishl is Osea. Lim Bishl. Al Haskama Bichamo Achille. So it's a Gil Akro. Kmoi Sheshosak Mileser Abbas. Me'acha Sheosa Bas Abbas. The Torah never spells out that one is not allowed to marry his daughter. The Torah spells out one is not allowed to marry a Bas Abbas. But the daughter is not mentioned. But it's a galochena, and that's not an Indian of an ancient Minadin or a Mazir Minadin, because that's Gilu Mitzvah Alme. It's not a galochena of Yalfuse. It's a galochena of logic, because when the Torah asks a basabas, and what's the cover of a basabas? Because she's the daughter of a daughter. So now it wouldn't make sense that the daughter herself is muteres, is not an ervo, and the daughter's daughter is an ervo. So it's a Gilu. It's a Gilu Mitzvah Alme. In other words, that Kalochemer is not the Kalochemer of Yalfuse, that's the Kalochemer of logic. Even though we have to resort to a Pasuk, but once we have Yisur Edikro, so then it becomes a Kalochemer of logic, not the Kalochemer of Yalfuse. So here too, the Torah says, Loisivashim Bechalimime, you're not allowed even to be Mivashe. Allah has come over Hamo, you're not allowed to eat. What kind of Kalochemer is it? What kind of Kalochemer of logic is it? I mean, what Kalochemer? Maybe you are not allowed to be mevashel, but to eat you are allowed. So if we say that the Yisra Bishl is only a Bishl l'tzeirach achille, even achille we go, but only a Bishl l'tzeirach achille, but a Bishl l'tzeirach experiment, the Torah didn't asa, then we can understand. Then we can understand. So he says, Kleima vafilu bishul yosav v'tzorach leima achilose, kmo yishishosak mleser abbas, me'acha shosav bas abbas. So now we can understand that Kalachemia. If we are to assume that Bishul by itself is also not Mitzera Achille, so what kind of Kalachemia is it? Bishul is also Achille is Mutter. What kind of Kalachemia is it? But if we say that Bishul is only also Mitzera Achille, Then it's a kawachena. If the Torah asks even bishul it's a achilo of a goy, alachas kam v'chamo, the Torah asks achilo of a Jew, it's not a Jew. So now the next question against this Rambam is, why does the Rambam say Mishosar HaKosim Lesar HaChilu and Mishosar HaBishol? So how do we know that HaChilu is Oser? Because the Torah asks even Bishol, so it's Kalachimer. The Kashi is, but Gemara says the reason is why HaChilu is Oser, because we have three love. So the answer is this. The Rambam knew very well that Gemara and the Rambam mentions that Mesivra Mitzvahs. But the question is on the Torah itself. The Torah mentioned three love with the Vashku Dibachalim Inei to tell us that Bishol is Oser, HaChilu is Oser, HaNui is Oser. Why did the Torah have to mention all that in the form of Bishul? The Torah wanted to ask Rachile, so instead of formulating it in terms of Bishul three times, let the Torah formulate one lav in terms of Rachile. Why did the Torah have to express these Rachile in terms of Bishul? Why? So the answer is, herein the Torah wants to tell us that the Yisr of Bishul is only when it's Mitzvah Achille. That's why the Torah expressed the Yisr of Achille also in terms of Bishul. Because the Yisr of Bishul, if the Torah had expressed the Yisr of Bishul in terms of Bishul and the Yisr of Achille in terms of Achille, then I would say Bishul is Oser even when it's not Mitzvah Achille. And Achille is also for a Jew. Now that the Torah formulated the Yisr, the love of Achille also in terms of Bishul, so herein we have a Gilu that the Bishul itself is only Oser because of Achille. So this is what the Rambam says. V'yishosah ha-kosim v'eser ha-achille v'yishosah ha-bishul. V'yishosah ha-achille v'yishosah ha-bishul v'yishosah ha-achille v'yishosah ha-bishul v'yishosah ha-achille v'yishosah ha-achille v'yishosah ha-achille. Now, so true, here we do not have the love, the form of Leyecha Leseicha, but on account of the three love of Lesivashal Dimchalimine, and the halacha, the Bishul is only also Leseicha Achille, so the net result.